Track 7. The Bee Tree. I love this tree. I love the fact that the bees keep coming back here year after year, over 30 now, even though it's difficult to spot them against the bark. To have a bee in your bonnet. Brewer has that in his dictionary, of course. To be cranky, to have an idiosyncrasy, to be full of devices, crotchets, fancies, inventions and dreamy theories. Ooh, what a wonderful phrase. And, of course, it's the women that are in charge in there. The male bees have one job and one job only. They don't help with the building. They don't help with the pollinating. They just copulate and die. Or fly away and live a lonely life all on their own. So, if you see a single bee in your garden, take pity on the lad. There's a book called Sherwood Forest that I read a long time ago by a woman called Elizabeth Gooch. It turns out that she was born here in Edwinstow, that her father died when she was young, and with her substantial inheritance, she ended up marrying a man who turned out to be a dastardly bounder, who took all her money and abandoned her in France. She became an actress, dallied with princes and officers, went to prison for debt, wrote novels and poems, and came back here, in her imagination at least, to write her final book, not long before she died. What a life some people lead. Queens of their own stories, not worker bees like most of us. But there was something about that, about the way we all did things together like a little colony. The fact that everyone would go to the welfare on a Saturday night when they had a band. The way that all the children used to sing there at Christmas. How all the women seemed to meet their husbands at a dance or in a cinema queue. Both Jenny and I did. We both got married as St. Mary's, in the spring of the same year too. We both had our first children, both of us sons, just as the 60s was starting. And throughout that time, it was in this forest where we shared our secrets and planned our lives. The work we'd do and the places we'd visit and the way the world would change. And sometimes I look up at these trees and I wonder, did you hear what we were saying? Are the echoes of our voices hidden inside you somewhere, like those bees? Let's walk on. Up ahead, you're going to come to a gathering of five trees just to the left of the path. They form a little gathering of their own there, almost like strolling players waiting to perform a show for you. There's a very gnarled willow next to an oak amongst them. When you're there, have a wander around them and go to the next track. There's something I want you to hear.